You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. This is Intermezzo. I'm Leora Zeitlin. It is my great pleasure to welcome back into the KRWG studios Felipa Solis. She is the executive director of El Paso Pro Musica. And we're here to talk about the season and a concert this coming week. Welcome, Felipa.
It's wonderful to be back here on Intermezzo. And we are just so thrilled to be a part of the Las Cruces community and the arts community in general here, because it's very, very special to be able to incorporate our entire region and share the incredible musicians who come here season after season, led by our Grammy Award-winning artistic director, Zuhl Bailey.
Well, Zuhl Bailey has done so much to expand the whole vision and goals of El Paso Pro Musica. When I came to Las Cruces and when I came on to KRWG in the late 70s, it feels like it was the late 70s, the late 90s, it was a 10-day, two-week festival in January.
Right.
And it was a wonderful, world-class festival. But when Zuhl came in about 15 years ago, I would say.
It's going to be 18 years. It's crazy.
That is crazy, because he was doing his 10th year anniversary, I would have said, 3 years ago. But it was 8 years ago. Okay.
Yes.
So he really expanded the January festival to many more events. And we now have events from fall into the summer. So he's done a great job, and he always includes Las Cruces, which we are very grateful for.
Absolutely. It's kind of the mission to make the music accessible to everyone. Beyond the concert hall, even here in Las Cruces, we're trying to make the concerts and the musical experience more intimate, like chamber music. And so we're going to different locations, which has been truly remarkable. Even this summer, we were at Hotel Encanto, where we did a chamber music kind of pop-up surprise. We're hoping to go back to the JPTA school. And this year, most of our concerts will be at the Doña Ana County Cultural Arts Center. So we're super excited about being in Mesilla and making the concerts that much more intimate and more exciting and more engaging, so the audience can truly meet the artists and feel what they're feeling, and have the audience and the artists share so much more. And so we're super excited about going to our new location.
All right, let's talk about the concert that's opening your season on Monday. Brian Wallach, a terrific pianist. His career has extended from all over the United States, many places in Europe, and South Africa, where he has been. I was reading, he's lives part of the time, and he's been a kind of impresario bringing artists to South Africa, and I gather that's where he met Zuhl Bailey.
Exactly. Zuhl was performing with the Philharmonic there, and they met, and then there was a return to South Africa by Zuhl, and that's how he realized what an incredible pianist Brian truly is. He was the winner of the Vladimir Horowitz International Competition, and that was in the late 90s, and it was just wonderful that they were able to come together and share their love and passion for classical and chamber music, if you will. And he's got big gigs around the Southwest, and so he was able to incorporate El Paso and Las Cruces in this leg of his visit. And we're thoroughly excited to really actually begin the season in Las Cruces.
Yeah, which is wonderful for us. That's going to be Monday night at the Doña Ana Arts Center in Mesilla at 7:30.
Yes.
But as I always tell people, if you go to an El Paso Pro Musica concert, there's usually a pre-concert talk. Are you going to have that, or is that going to be incorporated into the concert?
It'll probably be incorporated in the concert.
Okay.
When people arrive early, we're going to open the doors at 7:30. So when people arrive early, what we're hoping to do is have kind of a champagne toast outside for a little bit, if you
nice.
Will. And then people can come on in and sit up close, up front and personal, and see Brian Wallach in action.
The Doña Ana Arts Council has been very interested in these kinds of events, where there's just breaking down some of the walls and some of the discomforts that some people feel if they've never been to a classical concert, or if they've never been to a concert outside of a concert hall, making it a little bit more accessible and intimate.
Absolutely. And they have art on the wall. It's an mm-hmm. art
center.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, the music will resonate even stronger, we hope, because it gives people the opportunity, as you said, to be up close and up front and up close and personal with the artist. And again, that accessibility. If people have never been to a classical concert, it's not that there you lose the formality or that which should happen at a classical concert, but it's an extra step to understand the music.
Mm-hmm.
His program will be exceptional. We're calling it Fabulous Fugues. He'll be doing works by Liszt and by Franck and by Brahms and a very beautiful piece by Barber that was debuted at Carnegie Hall in the 1950s by Vladimir Horowitz. Mm. So amazing that that happened, and how all of these wonderful, exceptional artists, everyone who was so valuable and so incredible in the classical world back in the day, they're somehow kind of grandfathered in always.
Yeah.
And that's very, very super special. And of course, he studied with the great Jerome Lowenthal, who we had the privilege of presenting here about almost 3 years ago at our Chamber Music Festival. So it's incredible how, again, all of these worlds unite, and having Zuhl at the helm, where he travels all over the world and comes up and meets some of the most fantastic people and brings them to the region, and that means they get to come to El Paso as well.
Yeah, which is so fantastic. I should just say, yes, he studied with Jerome Lowenthal at Juilliard,
yes.
where I think he did 2 degrees and got 2 either a performer certificate and master's, I forget what they were, it was in his bio, but it was some unusual combination because you obviously have to be very talented to get into Juilliard and
yes.
and then to do a double degree there.
Well, Zuhl was there too.
That's true.
I think he was there a little before Brian was, but yes, it was a lot. Zuhl tells a story about when he auditioned for Joel Krosnick and was convinced that he just messed up the audition. He walked away saying, "This is not happening," and then somehow came across Joel Krosnick, who said, "Oh, did they ever contact you? Oh, yeah, kid, you know, you got the part in the picture," kind of thing. And so it was that kind of a scenario, and so incredibly special for these students at those times to study with people like Joel Krosnick, Jerome Lowenthal, to have that kind of grasp. It's mind-boggling.
Well, that's Brian Wallach this Monday night, and then let's just talk about another. Of course, your highlight of the they're all highlights. I don't want to rank them, but the most famous person you've got coming is also a teacher at the Juilliard School of Music. It's Huck Pearlman in March.
Yes,
at the Plaza Theater, and those tickets are available. I know, so people should sign up soon.
Absolutely. Ticketmaster.com. If you happen to take a trip to El Paso, go by the Plaza Theater box office and get your tickets there, and there are no extra fees.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. He's coming in. He's performing in Mesa, Arizona, and then coming this way. It's the 75th birthday tour celebration. Next year, Mr. Pearlman will be 75 years old. And what a gift he's been to classical music. Mm-hmm. And I was talking earlier to some people about who is Itzhak Pearlman, and what a pillar of strength. This was a young man who was diagnosed with polio, who had an incredible gift. And when he came to America, he was about 13. And there were impresarios who just weren't believers, who didn't think this kid in the crutches, if you will, I think that was Saul Hurok, who didn't believe that this could happen. And someone, this is going back in the day, I'm dating myself here, Leora, but Ed Sullivan believed in him. And at 13 years old with the Mendelssohn Cello Concerto, wowed the world. Mm-hmm. And his story is...
Violin concerto,
yes. his story is one of hope and how... if you dream big and you stick with what you're passionate about, all you can do is touch the world, and that's exactly what he's done. So it's an opportunity to see the world's greatest violinist. He'll be performing with Rohan da Silva, who was accompanying him. He accompanied him now for years.
Many years.
And someone we can watch and trust. And so it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity concert, and we're just thrilled to be able to bring him to the region.
All right. Between now and then, since I have you here and it's fall, we might as well go through the season. Coming up in November, the Bergamot Quartet.
Yes.
Women's voices. Is it all women on the I know the quartet is all women. Are they also doing women composers?
A lot of women composers. And okay. What they're doing is they're trying to break down the barriers of classical music and showcase composers who are very active and thriving in the 21st century, which is very interesting because a lot of the music may not be the Brahms, the Beethoven, that kind of thing. But there may be that new person
right.
who is coming up. So they're trying to bring new audiences, new looks, and it'll be very exciting. This is our relationship with the Peabody Institute of Johns Hopkins University, and Bergamot Quartet is going to be doing a week-long residency. So you'll be seeing them around Las Cruces, and they'll, of course, be performing on November 7th at the DAC, I think we call it.
Yes, the Doñana Arts Council. That's in November, and then, of course, your festival in January, and I know you've got a number of people, including Matt Herskowitz, who you've had here before. I know Zuhl
yes.
has brought him here before, a terrific pianist who plays jazz. He plays everything.
Everything. He's going to do a little bit of Gershwin, a little bit yeah. of Chopin, a little bit of Gottschalk. He's going crazy. He's going to also be at the Arts and Cultural Center. The following week, Zuhl Bailey will be doing his annual collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and he'll have a very special love letter to El Paso, to Las Cruces, rather, and that's going to be on Tuesday, January 14th, but that'll be at the Double Eagle Restaurant. So
okay.
our thanks to Buddy Rigger and the team there for always being so very wonderful and supportive of the arts here in Las Cruces. And we'll also feature the Catalyst String Quartet. They're a incredible quartet representing the Sphinx organization, and their program will be Latin American in nature, and also, again, taking down barriers where people don't have to feel that classical music is unattainable. It's right there, and classical musicians come from all over the world.
Yeah, let me just say, because people may not know what the Sphinx organization is, it's been around for quite a while, and it's an opportunity, it's an orchestra and a whole organization now to help promote minority musicians.
Exactly, and they are all Sphinx organization scholarship prize winners, and so they're dancing with the ones who brung them, and they are representing, and it's truly amazing. Jesse Montgomery, one of the members, is one of these incredible up-and-coming composers that the Bergamot String Quartet looks up to. Mm-hmm. So they'll be playing some of her arrangements in their concert. So again, everything comes full circle with all of our concerts.
It's going to be a wonderful season, and I don't want to leave off the grand finale, which indeed is a grand finale with Lynn Harrell, one of the great cellists of the many decades at this point. He performed here quite a few years ago, I would say, with the Las Cruces Symphony with his wife,
yes.
Helen Nightingale. And but he's a terrific cellist, and it's wonderful that he's coming to round it out in April. Is it April?
And yes. No, that's going to be the end of January, the end of the...
That's at the end of the festival.
The end of the festival. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because of his schedule, we cannot bring him to Las Cruces, but hopefully Las Cruces will
come to El Paso
on making a little date night trip on Saturday, February 1st. He'll be at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. What a gift. And what's so exciting about Lynn Harrell is that he was Zuhl Bailey's hero. So it's very, very wonderful. Again, a full circle comes together right here in our region.
Well, that is the music world. Everybody's connected.
Everybody.
They get to know each other, and they continue to play together for decades. So once again, come back to the present.
Yes.
This Monday night, Brian Wallach, wonderful pianist, performing Monday night at the Doñana Arts Center in Mesilla, and Tuesday night, we do have listeners in El Paso, at the UTEP Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 7:30. So two nights of fantastic piano playing. Is he doing any other residency? Is he working with students?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he's doing some master classes mm-hmm. at UTEP, and he'll be doing a little special event for some students who are on a field trip at the El Paso Museum of Art. He's
nice.
Also going to be doing a special event for Texas Women of the Arts, and so he and Zuhl will be traveling around and staying very, very busy next week, but we're thrilled to have him. And here in Las Cruces, we also want to thank the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico for helping to make this possible so that we can come to Las Cruces and share all of this wonderful wealth of musical talent.
Thank you so much, Felipa Solis, Executive Director of El Paso Pro Musica, for coming in, telling us about the whole season, and we'll look forward to having you back during the year.
I hope so. Las Cruces is a very big hug for us, so we want to give a hug right back.
And we hug you too. Thanks again.